This month, at 5 medical centers around the nation, a new experimental drug will be offered to children with severe and uncontrolled epilepsy. This is the first FDA-approved trial for a drug derived from cannabis. It is a pharmaceutically pure form of cannabidiol, a non-psychoactive chemical found in marijuana. It is in a normal clinical trial complete with a placebo group. It's called a compassionate use protocol. This is a mechanism used by the Food and Drug Administration
to allow access to investigational drugs when the medical condition is quite severe and the patients aren't responding to available drugs.
Catherine Jacobson is a researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, one of the centers that will administer the experimental drug, Epidiolex, to a select number of patients, just 25 for each center. Researchers say they've been overwhelmed by parents who are interested in trying cannabidiol to treat their epileptic children, either in pill form or extracted from a plant. But Jacobson worries that parents are over-optimistic.
There's a lot of hype around this marijuana, and the epilepsy is a very complicated disease. I mean, I could give you, right off the top of my head, 50 different ways you can get epilepsy. It's really unlikely that one drug like this is going to cure epilepsy. It's really hard to explain that.
And she's concerned that several high-profile news reports have spread unrealistic expectations.
In all of these media stories, we don't hear about the children who aren't benefiting from CBD. So we really have no idea how to gauge how effective it is.
Medical cannabis is an understudied field because though its legal status varies from state to state, the federal government still considers marijuana and anything derived from it a Schedule I drug under the Controlled Substances Act. This means it's considered to have no medical benefit in humans. The only other Schedule I drug is heroin, and its status effectively prohibits most research. Before they could stock Epidiolex, UCSF researchers went through extensive background checks, had to buy a $3,000 safe in order to store the drug, and were inspected by the Drug Enforcement Administration to ensure that only approved personnel could access the safe.
I mean, there is no psychoactive or abuse potential of pure cannabidiol, yet it's treated as if it's any other type of marijuana with high THC levels.
Joseph Sullivan is an epilepsy specialist at UCSF. For years, he's been working with parents who are treating their children with high CBD tinctures derived from cannabis. Some of his patients will be receiving Epidiolex, the pure form of CBD. But he worries that CBD's association with marijuana is a bureaucratic barrier to the research that needs to be done.
And because of the current political climate, although it is changing, it tarnishes the effort to align it with medical marijuana as opposed to just saying that this is cannabidiol. I think it's not positioning us well to get this medication out into the appropriate studies so we understand what role it can play for us.
Most parents and doctors feel the current state of affairs can't last, with one federal agency considering CBD a Schedule I drug and another approving its use as an experimental medicine. How long it will take regulators to sort everything out is anybody's guess, but many anxious parents will be eagerly watching in the meantime. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.